I'm glad I'm saved, ain't you? I'm louder than that, thank God. I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. 39 years ago, I was in the graveyard. And the Lord came where I was. Amen. I wasn't looking for Him. He come looking for me, thank God. Amen. Amen. Thank God He got me out of the graveyard. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glad saved, signed, sealed, and delivered. One blessed day. I'm out of here. Amen. Amen. I had something. I woke up this morning, something on my heart. But the Holy Ghost told me to go this way. Turn your Bibles to the book of Genesis, if you would please. The book of Genesis. Amen. I tell you, we're in a mess. I tell you, we're in a mess. And I pulled up on the parking lot this morning. And I saw some things. I tell you, I preach all over the country. But I tell you what, Independence is in a mess. Independent Baptist churches is in a mess. There's no holiness no more. Amen. Ladies looking like Jezebels and men looking like Ahabs. And I tell you what, I pulled up on the parking lot and I seen the hair on the ladies. Amen. I know hair doesn't make you holy, but it's still your glory. Amen. Thank be to God. I told my wife, I said, man, I believe we had a place. Thank God, believe in holiness. Amen. Don't have to have mule blinders on down at the house of God here in this place. Amen. Thank be to God. Amen. I told the preacher, I'm going to preach on this, but I told the preacher just a while ago, I said, man, you don't have to go down to the beach no more to see nakedness. Amen. It's in our Baptist churches, thing. I tell you, it's in our Baptist churches. Boy, we need help today. We need the presence and the power of Almighty God to fall on our church one more time. Amen. We need the fire one more time. We need the fire. I tell you what we sure do. Matthew chapter 18, if you would please. Matthew chapter 18. I don't know how come God wants this. But Matthew chapter 18, please stand in the reverence of the Word of God. If you would please, please stand in the reverence of God's book. Amen. I believe the King James Bible is the Word of God. I don't believe it's a translation. I believe it's the book. Amen. I tell you what, I don't believe it's a version either. Amen. Version either. I believe it's the Bible. I remember we started our church down at, I pastored for 28 years, and the last church was down there for 13 years, and we started that work, and we made a sign, and I wanted to put on there 1611 KJV, and the Holy Ghost got on me. I mean, we set that sign down at the sign place, and I called that sign place up, and I said, I want you to do a change for me. I said, take that King James version off and put King James Bible. Amen. You don't believe that's something wrong with you, amen. We'll never have revival until we get back one book, amen. Genesis chapter 18, if you would please. First verse. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and little three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, my Lord. He knew who they was. Three men, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you, let's go on. And said, my Lord, if thou have found favor in thy sight pass not away, I pray thee, for my servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourself under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort thee your hearts. After that ye shall pass home. For therefore are they come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent unto Sarah, and said, make ready quickly three measures of meal, kneel it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched the calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door and was behind him. And Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it was ceased to be with Sarah after the matter of woman. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of certainty bear a child which am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. I preached this before, but God wants it this morning. Amen. I want to preach on, is there anything too hard for the Lord? I mean, we're trusting in horses and chariots. I mean, people are looking for the world to try to get things of this world. I tell you this morning, thank God what Obama's not going to do, God will. Hey, God, listen to me. Is there anything too hard this morning for God? Lord, help us today. I sure thank you for your presence. I thank you, Lord, for your manifest upon this crowd this morning. I pray, preacher, come easy. I pray, God, unction to be upon us. I pray, God, that we'll say the exact words, Lord, you want us to say. Lord, help us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for an old-fashioned Holy Ghost independent Baptist church. Lord, touch what you please in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Is there anything too hard for God? You can be seated. I know we're in a mess today. I know there's a lot of doubt going through our mind. I mean, in America today, there's folks losing their homes. I mean, there's folks losing their jobs. There's folks losing everything. I mean, there's more divorces in America today than there ever was. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Listen to me. I still believe the home should be right. Amen. You say, preacher, what's come first, the home or the church? I tell you, the church was ordained out of the home. Amen. If the home's not right, the church's not right. Amen. Thank you to God. You know how come our Baptist church is a mess? It's held out the house. Amen. You know how come America's in a mess? The home's is messed up, and the church's is messed up. Amen. Listen to me. Is there anything too hard for God this morning? I tell you, listen, I don't believe there is, don't you? I believe, thank God, God can take care of everything that we need of. Amen. I say, listen, tell me, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 18, the Bible said there was a man named Abraham and a man and a woman named Sarah. There's old age. There's praying for a young one. Amen. You say, preacher, it's totally impossible for a person to have a young one at 100 years old or 99 or 90. But I tell you what, ain't nothing too hard for God this morning. I don't know how much you're praying. I don't know what you're praying about. I tell you, but listen to me. There's nothing too hard for God. They take care of that problem. They take care of that person. I say there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. Can I feel at home? Can I pull my coat off? Thank me to God. Amen. Thank me to God. Is there anything too hard for God this morning? I tell you, I've never seen a person that God can't save you. I tell you, I don't care if you're a drunkard. I don't care if you're a coke addict. I don't care what you are. You're deep in sin. I don't care if you're a strange woman. That strange woman in the King James Bible is a whore, a prostitute. I don't care what you are. I tell you, I've never seen a person that God can't save. Amen. Yeah, I tell you, you look at that. I was 18 years old. I got caught on dope. I faced 10-year prison sentence over drugs. I was a rebellious person. I tell you what the brother says. Oh, Glenn Holyfield done the dope. It's done got in his mind. I don't tell you, there's nothing too hard for God. I remember that day at Plattsburgh Baptist Church. I come in, wasn't looking for him. I didn't want nothing about him. With a sweet Holy Ghost, a step is on my seat and show me a Savior. I can get out today. Listen, I've never seen a person that God can't save. Amen. This should be the Lamb of God. You say, I want a dope addict. I want a drunk. I tell you, you had to come the same way I did. I tell you, it took just as much grace of God. It took so much blood of Jesus to cleanse your sin. Listen, tell me, I've never seen a person that God can't save.
Amen. I tell you, we should be hanging from the chandeliers. If it wasn't for the grace of God this morning, we'd be doomed for hell. Thank be to God, we'll stick our chest out. We say we did God a favor. I tell you, did you do God a favor this morning? The Lord Jesus did you a favor. Coming by your way and saving you. I said, I've never seen a person that God can't save. I said, hallelujah. You say, listen, tell me today. You say, are you thrilled? It's been 39 years ago. It's been 39 years. And Jesus came by my way. And he saved an old redneck from the hills of Kentucky. Lost without God. And it's our devil's hell. I've never seen a person that God can't save. I got an old tent. I like to preach in the tent. They can't run me out of my own tent. Amen. They might run me out of the church. They ain't going to run me out of my tent because I'll take my tent with me. I might run them out of the tent. They ain't going to run me out of the tent. Amen. 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 I might see nobody big enough to run me out anyway. Amen. I say, what you talking about, preacher? I remember when Jesus came by my way. I say, glory to God. 39 years ago, and it's just as real, more real today than it was back then. Heaven is more real today than it is back then. I tell you, that Baptist church is a man of God talking about during Sunday school. But listen, I remember the day when Jesus came in my life. Amen. I still believe in old-fashioned salvation. I still believe when God says an old drunkard, he's no more drunkard no more. Amen. We don't have to have AA. Amen. Get them down to the house of God. Hallelujah. Don't have to, when you get born again, you don't have to have hot dog roses and pizza parties. I try to get them down to the house of God. I say glory. When Jesus saved this old boy, I came down to the house of God. Been there ever since. Listen to me. I've never seen a person that God can't save. I'm going to hit this while I'm on it. If you got to have hot dog suppers to get you here, you ain't got nothing. You got hot dog salads. Amen. Amen. Well. Some of you looking kind of peaked. Amen. I tell you what, I remember the day. Boy, I tell you, take 10-year prison sentence. That girl almost died at Wingo High School because of drugs. Because I brought it to the school. I tell you what, I'm on my 10-year prison sentence. I was going nowhere. The brethren said there's no hope for me. The brethren said there's no hope. He's done too far gone. But the Holy Ghost came that morning. I sat beside me. I tell you, he didn't point at himself either. I tell you, all these charismatic stuff. Holy Ghost, I always want to brag on the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost brags on the Son. And the Son is the Lord Jesus. Woo! Listen to me. I remember that day. I remember that day. I didn't have to go down to the dope clinic and get cleaned up. I changed bottles. I took a pill. God, the Lord Jesus, gave me a pill. What kind of pill it was? That lasted 39 years. Didn't have to buy it. Didn't have to go look for another. That gospel. Thank God when the Lord saved me. I tell you, it's through the gospel, hallelujah. It's still working today. I still got a fish today. I never seen a person that God can't save. Can't save. Amen. Have you? There's some folks in this crowd that get bored again. I'm sorry to tell you, China's not the greatest mission field. Africa's not the greatest mission field. Our Baptist church is a mission field. There's more lost church members sitting on the church pew and going to hell. That's because the Holy Ghost, amen. Because he ain't granted your repentance. That's all right. Am I all right? You know how somebody, I tell you, you got rocks in your head if I believe everybody come to altar and get born again. You get up, do your same stuff. You'll get up going to honky tonk the next night. You're still a cusser. You're still a drinker. You're still a liar. You're still a thief. You say you're saved. You better watch out. When the Holy Ghost, when God grants you repentance, the old things are passed away. All things become new. He'll take them drugs out of your body. He can take that taste out of your mouth. I want to say something. Listen, I've never seen a person that God can't say. I was out in Sulphur, Louisiana, preaching on an old tent. Two old drunkards got saved on a Tuesday night. And they got excited. You know what they did on Wednesday night? They brung the whole honky-tonk. I'm telling you right, am I right? Hey, man, they got excited. And they went in the honky-tonk and said, come down here. Come down here. Come to this tent meeting down here at Sulphur. Come on, that come. I'm talking about 30, 40 of them come. Hey, you know what I did? I'm going to say something here. I smell liquor on the breath. You say you kick them out? Kick them out? Not a bit. My God can save all that liquor. Hey, man. I tell you what, I remember that night, man. They got excited, boy, and they put them honky-tonks. I remember that young lady, about 20-something years old. She's a strange woman. I knew the Holy Ghost told me she was working the streets. She wound her way in an old tent one night, and the preacher was a-preaching. And the Holy Ghost of God, I tell you, Jesus, manifest himself on the place. I saw that whore. I saw that prostitute get up and wipe her way to the altar and looked over to my wife. It's the only thing. Well, only if you know what I have done, can God save me? And my wife said, oh yes, oh yes. And that whore fell on her knees and cried out to God. And God made her a lady. Listen, tell it. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen. I'm about losing, amen.
Go ahead. Hallelujah.
Never seen a person that God can't say. I'm looking at you. You might not have been a strange woman. You might not have been a whore or prostitute. You might not have been a dope addict or a drunkard. But you had was lost. You was lost one day. It took just as much blood. Took so much grace to get you in as well as me. But listen to me. I know where God took me from. I know where God brought me from. Listen, you're looking at a nobody. I'm just a saved by the grace of God. Hallelujah. I'm not an orphan tonight, thank God. Because one day, Jesus came down my way and showed me. Hallelujah. I'm saved. I've never seen a person that God can't save. Say, preacher, when you get it, well, step back out of that back pew.
That's right.
Say, preacher, if you died from the back pew to the altar, would you want to hell? Not a bit. I want to heaven. Because my heart was crying out before my mouth. He was going on. I want to say this. I believe, preacher, believe this. Salvation is much more than a prayer. That's not my business to get you lost. That's the Holy Ghost, man. Said, preacher, nothing happened this morning. What you do? I go home and sleep like a baby. Ain't my business. That's his business. But some of you need help today. You know how come you love your sin? You ain't saved. You know how come you love your sin? You like the party life? And you like the life of the world? You can't have the, you can't love the world and love the Father's in you. When I tell you, when I started hating the world, when Jesus came down my heart that day and he saved me, I didn't like the dope anymore. I didn't like the wild movies anymore and the wild parties. Thank God it took the taste away out of me. He changed me. A pout face going the opposite way. I've never seen a person that God can't save. He'll save an atheist. He'll save anything, but he wants to. Thank be to God. Amen. I want to say this to him, sir. Excuse me, I know it's a hate word. He'll save a queer unless it goes too far. If a queer's gone too far, he's a reprobate. You hear me? You hear me well? God saves out of sin. You hear me? God doesn't keep you in your sin. When the Lord saves you, He'll take you out of sin and put you into His righteousness. I've never seen a person that God can't save. Amen. Is there anything too hard for God this morning? What do you need? Last two meetings, I've seen preachers get born again. Last two meetings, preacher. I've seen preachers get saved. Just because you're a preacher doesn't mean you're saved. Jesus cares for the lost man. Ordained from God. That's right. Am I right? I'm going to hit this couldn't get saved. He wanted to. He was ordained of God to betray me. These people stand up and say, well, Judas Iscariot had a chance. I mean, some charismatic guy say, I'll give you 38 reasons that Judas Iscariot was saved when he lost. That's contrary out of the pits of hell. If you read your Bible, Judas Iscariot was ordained of old to betray the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Didn't have no chance. Didn't have no chance. Amen. Call it charismaticism all you want to. I mean, call it Calvinism all you want to. But that's the book. That's the book. That's the book. Amen. Hallelujah. It's the book. I read it this morning. It's my familiar friend who I've sat with will turn his heel against me. Judas Iscariot. And listen, coming in, hey, I've never seen an old sinner lost without God, mean, rotten, full of the devil that Jesus can't save. I was up in Mayfield, Kentucky. And I was sitting in my mama law's trailer. And I was sitting there and a young lady come into my mama law. She had a watch, a lady's watch. And all she wanted was just another drink of liquor. And she walked up to my mama law and says, and we're sitting there and I heard her talking. I didn't recognize her. Didn't recognize her at all. And she said, can I pawn you this watch? And didn't say what she wanted. She, all she wanted to do was pawn the watch. But I knew sin was on her. Sin had her. And all she wanted is another chance. That's all she wanted. She wanted something to make her faster. She pawned her watch. And Wanda, just because we was there and my wife was there, she wouldn't take the watch. She did before, but she wouldn't take the watch. Before that lady walked out, she looked over at me. And here's what she said. She said, Glenn Holyfield? I said, yes, ma'am. My name's Glenn Holyfield. Yes. And she said, you don't remember me, do you? I said, no, ma'am. I don't remember you. And she called her name and it clicked. She and had her. Sin tore apart. Just like sin will do today to you people. Amen. Holy Ghost nodding his head. You're on target, preacher. And that lady walked out the door. She just walked out the door. Holy Ghost told me to follow her. So I walked out the door and my wife followed me. I said, come on, baby, come on with me. So I walked out the door and I stopped and I called her name and she stopped in the driveway. I got to tell her about Jesus. The man that changed my life. The man that changed my life. I mean, took the dope out, took the drinking away, and take the 10-year prison sentence and cast it aside. Thank God it's same man I got to telling her about. Here's what she said. Here's what she said, preacher. She said, God, can God make me into a lady like her?
Oh, yeah.
All she wanted to have to be a lady. A tramp, a prostitute, sold her body for a pitch. Well, she wanted to be. That's a lady. She wanted to be a lady. And God, I'm going to hit this. The Holy Ghost said, and some of you church ladies want to be Jezebels. You want to be a part of the world. You want to look like a tramp. You want to look, I tell you, it's holy. It's holy. God speaks of holy ladies. It's me. a lady.
Yes. You're right.
Amen. Amen. She didn't know what else to say. All she said, can God make me, can I be a lady pointing to my wife? And here's what my wife told her. She said, I was just as bad a shape as you. I was in your place once. But God made me who I am today. You know what? She didn't ask her terminology. All she wanted for God. And that trap bowed her head on that driveway and asked God, God, I don't know what to say, but Lord, if you make me into a lady, woo-wee, I tell you, I've never seen a person that God can't clean up. I've never seen a person that God can't take the taste of alcohol away. I've never seen a person that God will take a lying tongue out of him. I've never seen a person that God will take the goop out of his face. I tell you what, I see anything too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. There's not a person that God can't save. If I spit on you, you need Holy Spirit anyway, amen. I've never seen a person that God can't save. Listen to me. Where you was, you stunk in the nostrils of God. You stunk. And the Lord loved you anyway. Hallelujah. I don't want to be around. Boy, you have a hard day, work all day, and you perspire and everything. Man, don't use no white guard. He smells. I don't want to be around a man like that. I mean, I gag. Excuse me, my terminology. But I stunk in the nostrils of God. But Jesus loved me who I was. And he came by my way. And he took me out of sin. You hear me? Never been the same again, son. Never been the same again. Chris, you don't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done. The Lord just know what he's doing. He's telling me, jump in with daddy. Jump to daddy. Just jump to daddy. I'll take daddy. Hallelujah. I've never seen a person that God can't save. You saved today?
Yes. Am I?
Or are you just fooling around, fool? Are you saved today or are you playing around? You'll hop in church every Easter. You'll hop in church every Christmas. Or every once in a while, and you say you're saved. You love your sin. You ain't saved. You ain't saved a bit. I tell you, listen to him, that Sunday school teacher. Hey, man, he's a preacher. What are you doing? Listen, tell me, he was talking about death. You better watch out, son. You're on the edge. You need to get your life right. But I tell you, there's a person that can touch your soul, touch your heart. His name is Jesus. I've never seen a person that God can't save. And I've never seen a problem that God can't solve. How about losing it, man? You see? When the Lord saved me, he said, take care of me. I'm going to have T-bone steak every Sunday. Hallelujah. I'm going to have soup, beans, and cornbread down south. Amen. I like that, don't you? Amen. That buttermilk. I like that buttermilk cornbread. Amen. I like get a glass of buttermilk. Well, get a hold of that. Amen. I'm not getting on that. If it's to eat. Amen. Oh, yeah. Listen to me. He's never forsook me. I pastored 28 years. And I remember the day that I stepped out of the church. I didn't know what God wanted me to do, but I knew I was through pastoring. I didn't know. It was a year and a half later before I knew what God wanted me to do. I was patiently waiting for Him. I remember one day I wasn't looking for Him. But Joel, I wasn't looking for Him. I had an old 1974 model Chevy pickup. I was coming out of McGee, Mississippi. Was in Mississippi and coming out of Mississippi, McGee, there in Mississippi. Going down the road, I wasn't looking for Him. I thought God was through with me. I done told my wife, I said, Mama, get everything together. I don't know if I'm going to live to December, Christmas. I told her where to bury me and everything else. I thought I was through. The biggest fear I got, for God to put me on the shelf.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to die.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I'm going to die physically. For God creating me. For a year and a half, I didn't know what God wanted. Had no answers, but that day was a special day. That day, thank God, I was coming out of McGee. I tell you, thank God, someone stepped in my truck, thank God. I didn't pick up a hitchhiker. I didn't pick up somebody else in the world. But I thank God. I said, God, step in that truck. And, woo! Step in that truck. I'm just to tell you something. If I looked over, I could saw probably saw him, but I was scared to look over. It was a reverence. And I was fixing, Mother, I was fixing to turn in. But I said, I'm not turning in. I said, I'm going all the way around. Because I'm scared if I turn in and get the house short, he might get out. So I took a long way around. And right before I took a long way around, boy, I tell you, it was a sweetest presence, thank God. I made God step to that old truck. I didn't have to have a 2010 Ford. I didn't have to have a 2010 Chevrolet. There was a 1974 Chevy pickup. Where he stepped in, he stepped in.
Amen. Hallelujah, brother.
I went a long way around. Now, mind you, a year and a half, I just did what I preached all them years. Faithful to the man of God. Faithful to the house of God. I went to church every Sunday. Every Sunday night. And I wish that I tell you I was there. But I didn't hear from him. But that morning, he stepped in the car with me. That truck. I pulled it over right before I got the house. Went the long way around. I told God, I said, God, I don't know what you want me to do. I said, God, I surrender. Here am I. I surrendered. It was 2 weeks later, God told me what he wanted me to do. But he just wanted me to just surrender. I tell you, I've never seen a problem that God can't solve. I don't know what your problem is this morning. You see, it rains from the just as well as the unjust. The just will lose their job just like the unjust will. The just will lose their house just like the unjust will. I mean red rains. I mean troubled times. And to a family that's serving God the most.
Right.
I'm sorry to tell y'all, folks, you get mad at me all you want to. Obama's not going to help you.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Hello. Last time I said that, someone got up and walked out. Amen. Walked out because they said I was judging Obama. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. Obama needs to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God his God's not my God. You hear me? Thank God. Amen. I want to say this while I'm older. I might as well get a little tough here. Burn every one of them Muslims. Burn one of them mosses down. Their God's not my God. Amen. Hello. Amen. I said, Muhammad's in the grave in hell. But the Lord Jesus Christ is alive and well in heaven. Amen. Everybody, I'm sorry to tell you, the check's not coming. Hello. But I know the banker. Hallelujah. I know the banker. It's not the banker of North Carolina. It's not the banker of the United States. It's God Almighty. And the Lord said he'll never forsake me. And he'll never leave me. Thank God he is the writer of the check. He's the writer of the check. I've never seen independent Baptists here. They're doing. Oh, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to so what? I tell you, America might be going downhill. I mean, everything else might be going downhill. Well, I hear one blessed today. We're going up. We're going up. I've never seen a problem. My God can't. Say, preacher, I got feels going ailments. It's not too hard for God. I said, preacher, you don't know where I'm at. I might not know where you at. That's not too hard for God. You got your eyes on horses and chariots. The world. You think the world's going to deliver you out of your financial problems. But I want to tell you something tonight, this morning. There's nothing too hard for my Lord. I remember the Sunday in the morning. I just had one meeting. You see, a lot of preachers, they'll surrender to be evangelists when they got 20 meetings a year.
Yeah.
I had one meeting, 3 days, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I had $80 in my pocket. 1990 model Chevy van. And God said, it's time, boy. I looked over my wife. I said, honey, get the van of sausages and the sardines and the crackers. Dinner, mama. So I told her. I said, mama's gone. I don't know when we're going to come home. We're going. God said, go. And we're going. You know what she did? She went, woo-wee. She went to the cabinet. And she did just what I told her to do. And we started off, and I put $64 of gas in that 1990 mile van. Going up, I was in Mississippi, 700 miles away, going to Benton, Kentucky, preach a 3-day meeting. That's been five years ago or more. My dad-in-law still can't understand it. He'll come and tell me and say, who gave you the money when the gas was over $3? $3 a gallon. I said, God did. Not one time, okay? And that's my wife. Not one time I go out to buy. Because if God put me on it, He said He'd take care of me. You see, I've never seen a problem that God can't solve. You say, preacher, I got a problem. Nobody knows. Turn it to Jesus. Turn it to Jesus. Turn it to Jesus. He'll touch you. 5 years ago, we're still running. 5 years ago, and we believed God. Just believed God. We still believe God. I want to say something to you today. I don't care if your health is bad. I don't care if you just found out about something. I don't care if you just lose your home. I don't care if your automobile shut down. I don't care what's going on. If you're saved by the grace of God, listen to me. My Lord said He'll take care of you. Hey, man, through that book, listen to me. Well, I've never seen a problem that God can't solve. I told this, and preacher done heard this before. God said, do it. I'm doing it. Devil said, what that preacher going to say? And the Holy Ghost said, don't worry what the preacher said. I want you to preach it.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I remember we live in a motor home. It's broke down now, but we live in a motor home. And 365 days a year, I don't know how many days in the year. And we live it in there totally. We live in that motor home. And I remember that we didn't have enough money to go from one meeting to the other, but I had some. And so I pulled up to this gas station, and my wife said, I'm going out to the store go to the bathroom. I said, go on, baby. I don't tell my wife if we don't have no money. I don't tell her. She worries. And she's concerned about it. She asked me a lot of questions. I don't want to hear all the questions. Amen. And I just say, amen. I'm the amen. Hello. I can get on that and bust some of you up. Amen. Amen. I still believe the head of the home.
Amen.
Hello. You ain't looking at a wimp.
Amen.
Amen. Uh-oh. We ain't praying yet. We're still preaching.
Amen.
Amen. I want to say something to you while I'm on it. Hillary had no business running for president, ladies.
Amen.
She should have been at the house. Uh-oh. I'm not scared to say that. Amen. What about the women live junk? Ditch it. Amen. Hello. I'm in a deep pit right now. Let's get back on. Amen. Say amen, mama. Amen. Amen. Uh-oh. This lady long I done hit something. I feel a stomp. See, the amen, I know that. I feel a stomp. I'm a bulldozer. I might just bulldoze over. Amen. But I wouldn't tell mama how much money I had. She'd worry. So I wouldn't tell her. So I got out like I usually do and go up to the pump like I usually do. And I was going to pump the money I had in my pocket into the motorhome. Wouldn't fill it up because it holds 75 gallons. And when it was $3 a gallon, it was over $200-something one whack. I didn't have that. I was just trusting God. Just trusting God. I walked out there just like I always do and pumped it. And I was pumping gas, I'm just looking over the store, looking who's going in, stuff, and wondering if they're saved and everything. And I seen a man come out of the store and get in an old rugged work truck, work caban. I didn't pay no mind. Next thing I know, the guy that was in that work van come over where I was and stopped where I was pumping gas. And he pushed that power button. He was driving. Nobody on the passenger side. He pushed that driver's button. And he asked me a question. He said, "Are you a missionary?" I said, "No, sir, I'm not a missionary." He said, "What are you?" I said, "I'm an evangelist." He said, "What you do?" I said, "I go to Baptist churches, try to stir them. We might see revival one more time." And here's what he told me. He said, "When I was walking out of the store, the Lord spoke to me. And when he said that, he reached out his hand. It was a $100 bill in his hand. And here's what he said. He said, "Would you take this money from a wayfaring Christian?" He says, "I'm not right, but would you take this money anyway?" You know what I did? I took it. And when I took it, I looked at him and I didn't ask his name. I didn't know who he was. When I took it, I ran into the store. And when I got in the store, I had the $100 like this. I said, "Mama, look what God did. Look what God did. Look what God did. Listen, I've never seen a problem and God can't solve. I don't know what your problem is. You think that people can't help me, but God can. God can. I've never seen a problem." Home, he put homes back together. He put people's lives messed up, changed their lives. Made strange women in the ladies. Made drunkards in the sober people. Thank be to God. Listen to me. I'm a shutting her down. I've never is there anything too hard for God? Is there? I've never seen a promise he can't break. My God's not a liar. I've been fighting this thing. I had a real good friend of mine. I don't know how come kept promising me. Now when he got it, he don't know me. I tell you what, listen to me. Listen, my God's not an Indian giver. My God, I tell you, he means it that way. He said he'll take care of you. He'll say he'll take care of your problem. He'll say, thank God, he'll clean up your life. If he promised it, might as well go to the bank with it. It's done. What do you need today? There's somebody in this crowd needs him. Somebody in this crowd has a problem. Dear lady, I don't know what your problem is. You might have got a door that you ain't opened to the Lord lately. It's in there and it's growing like a cancer. You don't know what to do about it. Come to Jesus. He'll help you out. Dear man, come to Jesus. He'll help you out. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah chapter 32. I'm shutting down. Amen. Anything too hard for the Lord? Jeremiah, I'm going to read this. I'm going to give you a Bible answer. You can question him all you want to, but he's never let me down. I remember, preacher, I remember pastoring in my second church in Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. That's the town I pastored in. Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky. Gathered my two kids. Jonathan's about 7 and my girl about 4. And me and my wife gathering around and my girls would have a bowl of popcorn all we ate that day. Bowing our head and thanking God for that popcorn. Them was good days. Them days made me who I am today. Listen to me. There's nothing too hard for God. I could tell you story after story after story. How long you been praying? One day, the Lord's meeting with you today. There's nothing too hard for God. Jeremiah 32, I'm going to give you an answer. If I can read it. My Bible's about war. Verse number 17. Oh, Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. I'm not talking about the man that tells you to send up dime and you'll prosper. I'm not talking about a man that tells you to send the money to that TV crowd and your life will prosper. I'm talking about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm talking about the man that took the stars and strung them across the universe and called each one of them by name. I'm talking about the man, thank God, breathed into the nostrils. I mean, you take no dirt. You sell dirt. But took some dust together and breathed into the nostrils of man. And man became a living soul. I'm talking about the very God when you was a sinner, lost without God, hopeless, at a dead end, came by your way. And he quickened you, made you alive for you to respond to the call of God. Listen to me well. That's God that I'm talking about. He can take care of you. All you have to do is just trust him. Is there anything too hard for God? Nothing. Said, preacher, I got a grandson lost. I got a grandson wayfaring. That's pray, man. Nothing too hard for him. My daughter that left, my daughter, 16 years of age, told me in my life, said, me and mama's too hard. Got too much conditions. I won't loose. I won't get out of here. 18 years of age, she left home. And sin got her. I want to say something to you. Once you fall off that ladder, you ain't going to get back overnight. And you ain't going to get back when you want to either. You didn't get saved when you want to, and you ain't going to get back when you want to after you leave Christ. But I see my daughter right now slowly coming back. And one of these days, I'm going to see that young husband of hers that used to be a preacher when he's 17, 18 years old, preach again. I'm going to see that blonde-haired lady, 33-year-old, my daughter, my baby, shout like a panther like she used to. Listen to me. There's nothing too hard for God. Quit trusting in horses and chariots. Quit trusting in this economy and this things Obama tells or anybody else. But Jesus is waiting for you. I preach right, Dina.
Yes, sir.
Won't you come and help? Let him help you. Let him come and help you. He'll help you. Father.